Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Not only does the USDA Census of Agriculture serve as a source of data for traditional farming, it also tells who's involved in agriculture. National Ag Statistics Service Eastern Mountain Region Director Dave Knopf says the census measured the number of veteran farmers.
2017 Census of Agriculture was the first census to measure farm producers that have served in the military. And so the count for Kentucky in 2017 was almost 13,000, which is a little more than, or right about 10% of the entire farm producer population.
Knopf adds there was a noticeable increase in the number of women farmers.
That number has risen to 42,946, which is a 36% increase over the 2012 census. What USDA attempted to do in this 2017 census was to get better metrics on the producers that we have.
He notes the Census of Agriculture becomes a great resource for timely information.
The most helpful information, I think, is the count on the number of farms and then the demographic information for the counties. That's the real richness of this data for the state, and so we'll trust that people will be looking at that.
We'll continue in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
National Ag Statistics Service Eastern Mountain Region Director Dave Knopf says the Census of Agriculture also measures some other critical statistics.
Crops, livestock, vegetables, fruits that aren't otherwise published on an annual basis in Kentucky by county, or even for that matter at the state level. For example, fruits and vegetables, we do not publish any fruit and vegetable production information.
He adds the best way to review the data is online.
Use the new online query tool. The first time that we've utilized this particular tool, I'm finding it to be very easy to use, and it provides not only the 2017 data that people may be interested in looking at, but it's also got the historic information for data values to show the trend over time.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.